Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today is Tom Zidar, who is the chairman and CEO of Wayne Hummer Asset Management, which is a subsidiary of Wintrust Financial Corp, which is traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol WTFC. Wintrust Financial engages in community banking, specialty lending, and wealth management businesses in the U.S. And Tom is also the executive VP of Wintrust Financial. Thanks for joining me today, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
Great. And start off by telling us about Wayne Hummer and expanding its institutional investment banking business.
Sure, Juan. We're very excited about the recent transaction that that we're talking about today. Wayne Hummer Wealth Management is really comprised of three businesses. We've got a broker-dealer business, a trust company, and an asset management business, which does our money management for private clients and institutions. Just yesterday, we announced the asset purchase of a business down in Florida, Advanced Investment Partners, that is in the institutional money management business, focusing on U.S. domestic equities. And very excited with this business because it really complements what we do here in the U.S. And really expands our opportunity into the institutional marketplace, both here in the U.S. and globally as well.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about your banking services and also some of your specialized services that Wintrust provides.
Sure. And Wintrust is the parent company. It's a public company, now over $10 billion in assets. And really the model is to have a number of different financial service companies. The largest group are our community banks in and around the Chicago suburbs and Wisconsin, suburbs of Milwaukee. And we really have a business model that is one that is very much a local approach. We have community banks in some very nice and affluent suburbs, where we have local boards of directors. We provide, we think, much more responsive local service to people looking for retail and commercial banking services as well as wealth management. And now have 15 bank charters, 79 bank branches here in Illinois and Wisconsin. We also have some other businesses at Wintrust, which include our insurance premium finance business, which is a national business for us. And we have a national mortgage business. We also have a payroll business up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And then, of course, we have Wayne Hummer, the three businesses I mentioned earlier that focus on investment management, largely in the Midwest, but also across the country.
Great. And talk about some of the developing market trends and how well positioned the company is to capitalize.
Well, we think, obviously, the financial service business, one, is a challenging one today. We've seen a lot of the issues that some of the larger institutions have had, be it with, loans to the subprime borrowers or complicated financial derivative products. We look at ourselves at Wintrust as well-positioned to compete, although it's a tough market and a challenging credit environment. We haven't ventured into some of the more exotic financing issues or subprime loans that others have made. So we feel well positioned to be able to compete with the larger banks and finance companies and investment money managers because our model has really kind of kept us to sort of the basics of the business on the banking side, taking deposits and making loans to people that we know. And on the investment side, servicing through a very high touch and heavy relationship model, again, clients and families that we've known for a long time. So, we feel pretty good about it. I would say the other part of the model is, despite being small, we can leverage technology from, third parties that give us as good as or even better products and services and technology platforms as the big guys. And we just, our mantra is to try and beat them on service, and we try to do that across all our businesses.
And what differentiates you guys from the other players in the sector?
Well, I guess it's a little different sector by sector, but I think it comes down to being local. We try to push decision making as close as we can to the client. Whether that's decisions with respect to loans at Wintrust and the local community banks, or making decisions with respect to investments or the waiver of fees and things like that in our companies at Wayne Hummer. So we feel like again the basic good service, responsive service. We've got a great team of people that have been with us a long time, and we're really looking that despite that these are difficult markets we're in, we look to grow through continued training of our folks and also bringing in people. I will say that we've seen an opportunity to really hire some good people, some very, very high quality people from some of the larger firms, specifically in my businesses, some of the wirehouse firms where there's great disruption because, some of the problems I talked about earlier, or pay scales are changing or they're merging into another institution. We're having a chance to talk to some really, really talented people who are just, tired of all of the changes and the challenges of the larger institutions.
And perhaps you can walk us through the background and experience of the management team.
Sure. I'll talk about it from a Wayne Hummer perspective. If you want me to talk about Wintrust, I can do that as well, Juan. We're excited here at Wayne Hummer because about 14, 15 months ago, I brought in a new chief investment officer and who's also the president of our asset management company, Dan Cardell. And Dan is a longstanding investment management professional. He is a veteran of both bank and non-bank investment firms. He started out really at Mellon Bank and spent time running equities for Continental and later that was Bank of America here in Chicago and was at Weiss, Peck & Greer. Running their U.S. equity group for some time before he moved into the academic world here in Chicago at UIC. I met him through some contacts in the industry. He was helping some software and research providers to us and others and convinced him of the opportunity we had here at Wayne Hummer and the growth potential in both Chicago and more broadly. And Dan came over at the beginning of last year and in time has brought a number of real talented folks, industry veterans over from the likes of Barra and Rogers Casey, and Melissa Brown just joined us from Goldman Sachs. Steve Bone is another guy who came in from he had been at Lazard and Merrill, and I think it's Lester Watkins he was at most recently. So we really think we've got some very talented, experienced folks that will help us drive now with the acquisition or really the asset purchase of AIP, Advanced Investment Partners. Doug Case runs a great group down there. We think it's a good match for us to grow the business.
And what objectives has management set aside for the next 12 to 24 months with the company?
Well, we certainly in the asset management side, we're looking to grow the top line. We've got some aggressive goals with respect to assets under management really over the next 5 years. I think we are going to focus right now in the next 60 to 90 days on integrating the investment process properly between Advanced Investment Partners and Wayne Hummer Asset Management Company. And in parallel to that, really begin working on our contacts and our distribution capabilities in the institutional market and the SMA platform market. And so that will be the goal. I don't think we expect to have a huge bang in the next 12 months in terms of top line growth, but it'll come as we sort of plant the seeds here. Doubling the size of our company in the next couple of years, and the asset management side specifically, I think it'll be much bigger than that as we look out 3 to 5.
And before we conclude, can you talk a little bit about why the company Wintrust represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Sure. I think really the business model is one that has really is beginning to prove itself out really well. I think Ed Wehmer, who's my boss and the head of Wintrust, has fostered the type of culture that I think people should look for in a business today, and that is one where the managers, the folks that run the businesses, really have a sense of ownership, and whereby in the behind the scenes we put everybody, for example, on the banking side, we put everybody on the same platforms. So they have, we have consistent systems, and we're able to monitor risk and able to monitor the assets and liabilities. Really, the decision making in terms of running your line of business and owning the business and having responsibility for your clients really resides with the local bank presidents and CEOs of the various other lines of business. And so, to me, it's a model for success that makes sure that those people who understand the business the best are the ones actually making the decisions and dealing with the customers on the front line. And we also have some unique things. For example, we have because we have 15 different bank charters, we have the ability to tap into FDIC insurance across each of those individual separately chartered banks. And that has created for us a unique product array, including one that we market through retail customers called MaxSafe that allows us to really provide 15 times the normal coverage with FDIC or government backing on each of those accounts. So that's really been a very attractive way for us to gather deposits and funding and thereby liquidity and really a low-cost source of funds in this market that, I believe is a differentiator for us and will help us to continue to grow profitably in the short term and longer term. So that's just one example, but we're really excited about the company here. It's a tough market for all of us, but we think we're well positioned to come out of this when the markets do turn.
Well, I certainly do hope so, and I also appreciate the update there, Tom.
You're welcome, Juan, and thank you very much for your time.
No problem.